empty beds in some areas as other procedures cancelled after decades of cuts, privatization, and staff shortages, the NHS was in no position to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Therefore, in order to cope, resources and staff were transferred within acute hospitals to deal with crisis. This has meant, however, that the overwhelming majority of operations have been cancelled, alongside almost all outpatient appointments. Other services have been curtailed, which has meant that local acute hospitals now have empty beds. It's clear as this backlog builds up, there will be serious health consequences for a lot of patients, for perhaps years to come. There is also the wide-scale placing of patients who should be in hospital into nursing homes, where the level of care is considerably lower. As well as undermining patient care, this is putting nursing home staff at risk. This also accounts for many of the empty beds in general hospitals. As we know, many patients are now dying without adequate palliative care in private nursing homes. An NHS porter,